Hey, no, no, you. Yeah, you. Would you mind subscribing to our podcast? It's just like you're listening to it anyway. Yeah, super, super easy. Doesn't have to be awkward or anything. Thank you.
What's up, guys? This is hashtag goals alternate intro. We're just introducing the podcast.
Yep, that's what we're doing.
You guys, today we're going to talk about everything that's been going on. All right, so I'm here with Danielle.
Hello.
The other host of this podcast, and we're here for a hashtag goals episode that is probably like none other. You know, there's a bunch of different things going on. There's a lot of tension. There's a lot of, you know, one thing I'll say about tension is it's something we can all unite on. We kind of can all see something, which is a technology. And when we all look at this something, it gives us a common ground that allows us to jump off and start talking. And you know what? There are better icebreakers, but sometimes there's none at all. And this is definitely one of those times where we're pushed to talk. We're pushed to have an opinion. We're pushed to just not leave things because things are going on and things are shaking. And it's like, yeah, you can just watch and things will probably.
We could do an icebreaker, but it's like upon us, we just like, there's no need to do an icebreaker. And I want y'all to know that some of these things that we share on these episodes are things that we shared on other podcasts. So it's not like we're just like talking about like, you know, like racism or like police brutality in America, like just on this podcast. Either if you've ever like listened to my old podcast with my friend, I've shared this story before. So it's just like, I want y'all to know that we are aware of what's going on, and we're just putting our podcasts out there because guess what? Like,
it's interesting that you do that because, you know, Facebook has this new thing where it tells you when the Facebook page was made because they want people to see, you know, like when this idea started. So, because lots of people make stuff after something happens and then they try to get in it. And I just shared something from like 4 years ago where I had a round table
and it was on
Black Community. No, I shared it myself. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on Facebook before. It was behind a paywall on Project4.tv, but I took it down.
I had two instances where Facebook put like things that from my past about like, you know, like I guess Black Lives Matters or whatever. Like, really? It's like, you should post this, or like in my email, like, you should post this. And I thought that's it was so weird, but because like I was thinking like, oh, you're like
it's pretty weird.
You're watching everything I do, but
they are.
I don't mind, but it just shows that like it wasn't just this incident. Like, I think people want to like cling on to this George Floyd thing, which I think was horrible, horrific. It was a murder, it's a homicide, clearly. But we've been saying, you know, these cops are doing bad stuff that they shouldn't
just
do.
Too much. You know, it's actually just been, now that I think about it, cops have just, it's not even like a cops thing or anything like that. It's just policing has been unreformed for too long, mostly because it's like a group of people who like really like each other. But like as an institution, it just needs to be reformed. Like not even like, oh, I don't like cops or anything like that. But it's like one people.
It's more that
we haven't added other stuff. The cops are doing their jobs, but we act like, oh, cops are supposed to handle homeless people. Where's the homeless agency that's supposed to help homeless people?
That's why people.
Where's the agency that's supposed to help mental health? Cops are having to do everything.
I'm not saying that it's right. And I don't totally agree with this because I don't know it because I haven't studied it about like people saying defund the cops or whatever like that. But they're getting a lot of money, and I feel like they should have different agencies that is like homeless people, you know, other like, you know, entity of like who they arrest.
You know, it's a money problem.
It really is a money problem because it's just like, I would, you know, like people like, oh, how come black police are not policing black neighborhoods? I'm just like, I mean, that's a good question. Like, how come you don't have more minority people actually policing the area? So it's a good question, you know, to ask. It's just like, you have a lot of money, which
that's not a bad question.
Like where we live at, I looked at how much money the cops get. It's a lot, because I looked at like New York and I looked at, you know, Minnesota, about how much money that the cops in their state are getting, right? It's a big, it's a like a lump sum they're getting each month, right? But it's just like, no, I'm saying, but they can use that as like training, because if you understand that you're having a bunch of encounters where, like, you know, that people are getting killed and 60% of your arrests are black people, it's just like, okay, well, what is going on? Because in other cities, I do see, you know, black police, even white police, they know their neighbors. Like, they know who, you know, like, what's going on, you know, like that. But I feel like this is very odd, you know, like this George Floyd thing. It's just odd to me. Like,
it's, you know, it's just, it's a remnant of, I posted this thing on Facebook where I said,
this is a very,
it was pretty
podcast.
Funny. It was
I'm
funny.
Going,
I posted, I put that, Bones, I was Bones season 6 is on sale at the corner store on Blu-ray. Guess how much it is? I'm serious. Like, actually guess a number. How much do you think it is? $6?
Yeah.
It's $4.99. Can you
deal with
African
American police violence or whatever?
No, but I'm okay. The reason why I'm telling you this, because I put this post on my Facebook and I was like, this is proof that we have traveled a lot in time. Blu-rays didn't even exist when I started watching Bones, I don't think. And now Bones is on sale in a thing. And I put, you know what? I'm in the future and in the past at the same time. We're dealing with remnants of the past. And it's really weird when you feel like everything else is so much in the future.
Yeah, I think that too is because it's just like, you know, I can, it's really this hard, to be honest with you. It's hard because you feel as if it's like we've got so far and like there's so much, even like we've been to space, we've done this, like, and we, even like with like the SpaceX thing, you know, like.
Keep going.
Even with the SpaceX thing, like, we've, like, saw all this stuff, and even socially, we've seen all these things, like, you know, that have, you kind of maybe, I don't know, for me, have eased my mind about, you know, like, people being overtly racist, right? But when you see it again, and it's, like, magnified, it's just, like, oh shit, like, you know, like, we are moving forward, we're basically in the future, but we, like, have this, like, it's like if you launch a rocket, but you have, like, this thing that's, like, a weight that's holding us down, like, we're trying to be better, but it's, like, a weight that's holding us down, like, we're getting somewhere, you know, but constantly we have a weight that's holding us down, so it's just, like, I don't know if you feel that.
No, that's what it is. And it's interesting and it's exciting and it's unfortunate, like, at the same time. But, you know, what I want to do is I almost want to pause this first part of the podcast here and release this in, like, a bunch of different series and basically say that this one, I just want to, like, leave it open. I want to use this as a feedback. I'm going to share this one hard and wide and I'm going to put it up on our hashtag goals YouTube, which is going to be brand new. And I want to get some feedback. I really want to get feedback for hashtag goals because
I
like it.
The biggest thing that I wanted to do is understand, let people understand.
I want comments, either a YouTube comment or a iTunes review and comment or on any podcast app. I don't mind. But you must review and comment it. I will, send us an email. So you can email me at kenyo@projectforward.com. TV. You can email Time Machine at project4.tv. You can email Danielle at project4.tv. And yeah, so definitely do that.
And you can also
hit
like,
us
use
up.
Our personal like DMs if
yes.
you
yes,
if
that's
you,
even better.
If you don't like wanna like
I love DMs.
You know,
I
like
love DMs.
Come out and say certain things and you want us to say in a certain manner, like Danny Vake, like DannyVyc. That's my handle on everything. And then Danielle Victoria, if you have to use Facebook, I would rather you use Instagram or my actual email. But I would like to hear stories because, you know, I want people to understand that me and Kenyo come from two different type of families, right? So it's just like we have two different... No, we come from two different type of families. So we had two different type of experiences. And we have almost the same experience as well, too. So it's just like we have dealt with cops. You know, me going to Texas State University, I've dealt with cops in the small cities who've done wrong stuff with me. And, you know, Kenyo's had his own issues with cops in wherever city he was. So it's just like you're not alone in this stuff. And it's not like we're saying, you know, F the police, they're bad. It's just saying, like, let's talk about what's going on. And, you know, maybe this podcast should have been done earlier. But now that, you know, it's in our faces, I think it's all of our opportunities to, like, share our stories and say, like, you know what? No, we shouldn't be treated like that. And I'm not talking about just black people, brown people, like, whatever race you are. If you have had an incident with the cops or you've had racism or, like, people, like, doing you wrong, like, we want to talk about it. So I do believe that, you know, like, part two of this short podcast just introduced it's just, like, I want y'all to know that we've been through it. Like, I've been through it, like, to the point where I've gone to City Hall about a cop, you know? So I want people to share their stories and know that even on this, you know, scale that we're on right now, that we're going to share our voice. What about you, Kenya?
Yeah, me too. I also want to hear from you guys. I haven't gone to City Hall, and my involvement with the cops is... it's significant in my life. I'm not going to tell you any of it. Not on this podcast. You'll have to listen to the Larry King interview when I get interviewed by Larry King. That's when I'm really going to spill the secrets. Until then, keep listening. And like Danielle will be the one to spill the secret. She loves to really go deep with you guys. So definitely hit her up. Every time she gets a ding on the comment, she is like, what? Because she's a huge commenter. Find her on YouTube, number one. She's active on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm very active on YouTube.
Find the video she's liked. Search for her comments. You will see a string of comments. She doesn't let any YouTuber...
If you know anything about Mean Girls, Kenya thinks I'm like the Regina George of, like, comments.
I don't know what any of that means, but she is
I just, like, I comment on stuff that is just ridiculous. But anyway.
In her point of
view. But it's really, like, it's
another way to talk to me.
If you ever want to, like, speak
Instagram,
to me.
Instagram, at hashtag goals, at Danny Vic.
Yeah.
Me, at Kenyo HQ. Hit us up. It's fun stuff.
Yeah.
This is just a short one. We'll catch you back. Peace.